We could be in for more powerful earthquakes in future. Earthquake geologist from Geoscience Australia, Dr. Dan Clark, has been digging trenches along the Wallunga fault line and has found evidence of a large quake in SA's history. He joins me to discuss. Good morning, Dr. Clark.
Good morning.
So you've discovered something that leads you to believe a pretty big quake went down once upon a time.
Yeah, we're finding evidence for earthquakes that might be up around magnitude 7, which, to put that in perspective, the 1954 Adelaide earthquake was a magnitude 5.4. So this is a much larger event, but also much less frequent.
Right, and that was even bigger than the Christchurch one, which was absolutely devastating.
Exactly. Yeah, we did actually find in one of it, we put in two trenches, and one of our trenches had evidence for these very large events, but also events at about the level that Christchurch experienced. So because that's happened in the geological past, the reason that we're there and our goal is to try and work out how often that might happen in our future and prepare for that event, essentially.
Right. So what do you reckon? And that what could have been about a few hundred thousand years ago?
We're yet to get our dating results. We've collected samples and they'll come back in the next couple of months. But as a general rule of thumb, these very large earthquakes happen thousands to tens of thousands of years apart. So earthquakes scale similar to floods. So the 1 in 10 year flood is smaller than the 1 in 100 year flood. Similarly, the 1 in 10,000 year earthquake is much larger than the 1 in 1,000 year earthquake. So the 1954 Adelaide earthquake at a magnitude 5.4 might be expected, that level of ground shaking every 100 years or so in the Adelaide area.
So we might be up for one soon.
Not necessarily soon. They don't necessarily come in regular recurrence time. So they can be clustered or they can be very sparse, depending upon what the other faults are doing around them. And this is, I guess, the questions we're asking as part of our research is how often we might expect earthquakes of different magnitudes. And the way that we tend to try and mitigate for those earthquakes is a couple of ways. The first one is our information will go directly into the National Seismic Hazard Assessment, which is a map that shows an expected level of ground shaking with a return period like a flood that all engineers have to consult when they're engineering buildings. So the idea is if you're designing the Royal Adelaide Hospital, for instance, they had to take into account the ground shaking that you might expect from a 1 in 2,500 year return period earthquake.
Right.
Whereas if your infrastructure is more important, say a large dam, you might design for a less frequent but larger earthquake. Or if you're just in a residential apartment block, for instance, you might design for a smaller Adelaide size event, for instance. And that's one avenue that we pursue. The other one is we had 11 of Adelaide's emergency controllers down having a look at our trench, and we talked them through the implications of our results. And their job is to manage and mitigate an event like this if it were to happen. So raising community awareness, putting in place plans for emergency response, those sort of things are being covered off as well.
With us at the moment is earthquake geologist from Geoscience Australia, Dr. Dan Clark. He's been digging trenches along the Wallunga fault line in South Australia. Yeah, so 1954, a 5.5, that caused damage to about 3,000 buildings. There were collapsed and cracked walls, smashed windows and things like that. Was it because of that event that we started to have better policies for buildings and structures? Or is that sort of a thing in recent history?
It actually started a little bit before that. In 1968, in a town called Meckering, which is about 100 kilometres east of Perth in Western Australia, there was a quite large earthquake, a magnitude 6.5. And it basically leveled that town. And we didn't have a perception that Australia should have earthquakes before then. And that really jolted governments into thinking, where else can we have earthquakes? And so the 1954 earthquake gave us another jolt to kick us along to say we actually should try and work out which bits of Australia are more earthquake prone than others. And so the National Seismic Hazard Assessment Program was born out of those events to try and map various parts of Australia and what their earthquake risk might be. So just as a qualitative measure, the Adelaide Hills, the Fleurieu Peninsula, they're being jacked up slowly on the back of some of these large earthquakes. So you might say that Adelaide has a higher earthquake hazard than Alice Springs, for instance, because there's no faults jumping up into the sky there.
So how can we be prepared for this, Dr. Clark? What should we do? I know you're talking about buildings being prepared. Is there anything that we individually can do?
Yeah, for sure. So as an individual, a lot of lives can be saved or injuries prevented in an earthquake by the standard meme is drop, cover and hold. So when an earthquake happens, the first thing you do is drop. The ground's going to be moving side to side in a large earthquake, so you're more stable if you're on hands and knees. You might actually be thrown off your feet to start off with, depending upon the size of the earthquake. The cover bit is cover your head and neck. If there's things falling, they're the bits of you that you want to cover. And if possible, get under something sturdy like a table. And the third one is hold. So hold on to that shelter, like hold onto the leg of the table while you're sheltering underneath it until the shaking stops. Because like the earthquakes we were looking at in the Wollonga Fault, the magnitude sevens, the ground might be moving side to side by up to 1.5 to 2 metres. So you want to be holding onto something and protecting yourself from things that might fall. And as we saw in the Christchurch earthquake, brick can fall off parapets on old buildings. Unreinforced structural elements like glass facades on more modern buildings can fall off too. So you don't want to be outside the front of a building. You don't want to run outside a building. You want to shelter in place, essentially, and find something robust to hide under. And that, in Australia's cities, like Adelaide, for instance, is built by the same guy and very similar construction to Christchurch. So that drop, cover and hold is a really good advice for saving lives in an earthquake.
And fingers crossed, it's another maybe 100,000 years away or something, right? That would be good.
Yeah, exactly. So the big one is time out of mind for normal people, but people that, for instance, manage the Royal Adelaide Hospital or the dam, the water supply dams around Adelaide, they certainly do think about these earthquakes so that they mitigate the effects of them. And so you don't want a dam failing, or you want the hospital to be able to respond in the case of one of these things.
Good to be prepared.
Certainly is.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much. Really interesting to hear about your research, Dr. Dan Clark, and looking forward to hearing more about it when you have more findings.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.